Looking out from the stage, it was hard to see much. The lights drowned out the details of the crowd. I couldn't see them, but I felt them. Felt the press towards the stage. The tension. The arousal. I could feel them lean forward as you reached around me, gripped the front of my shirt with each hand and pulled back, shooting button projectiles into the front row. Could feel them draw in a collective breath as you yanked the remains of my shirt down my arms, trapping them behind me. I could feel you smirking behind me as you fingered my exposed nipples, pinching and pulling them into hard points. Probably enjoying the way I squirmed. Probably enjoying my flush of embarrassment at being exposed in front of so many. You always enjoy observing my discomfort and shame in public. Before I get wrapped up in subspace. Before I get so cock drunk, I can only focus on one thing. Tonight was no exception. I could tell by the way you ground into my ass. The crowd was probably transfixed, but my brain told me they were whispering about me, pointing and laughing, calling me a whore and a slut, and worse. They think you're a pathetic little cunt, you whispered in my ear as you yanked down my skirt, leaving me naked but for the shirt remnants, pulling my arms back, thrusting my tits forward. I bet you love that, you said. I shook my head no, but you only snorted. Of course not, you whispered as you snaked a hand around my tummy, between my thighs, running a finger along my wetness. Then you brought your hand up to my mouth and shoved three fingers in, making me taste my own arousal. Of course not. You pulled your fingers out of my mouth and held them in the air for the crowd to see. The slut's ready, you called out to cheers and hollers from below the stage. You kicked my feet wider then, and bent me forward over the bench, fastened clamps to my nipples. One, and then the other. You tied the ends to the forward legs of the bench, matching the way my ankles were shackled to the back. The bench dug into my ribcage. The crowd leered at my naked tits. You pulled my hair into your fist and yanked my head up, tying my ponytail to something. I couldn't really see the crowd, not with any detail, and I couldn't lower my head when you let go. I knew they were going to see every emotion that crossed my face, because you would never let me hide. The clamps pulled hard at my nipples while you held me back. I alleviated some of the strain by lowering my head, though the ponytail tie made that difficult. Holding my head down was already painful. I knew from experience it was only going to get worse. I knew, moment to moment, I would have to choose between my nipples and my scalp. You let your hand rest on my ass, a finger idly tapping near my asshole, making me jump, making me squirm. The cunt will whine in protest, but she wants to be here. I know because she has a safe word. She'll never use it, though. She craves this, you told the crowd. And it was true, of course. We have no secrets. But it was also humiliating. I shut my eyes tightly. If I can't see you, then you can't see me. It was ridiculous. The shame rose from my chest and spread to my pussy, making it throb, making it leak. Meanwhile, you were rubbing at my cunt, and I knew how soaking wet it was. We are going to do the 12s, you announced. And on 12, this cunt will come, because she's a whore. Aren't you, princess? But you didn't wait for an answer. Instead, you took up the paddle. I was too surprised by the impact to react. The sting of my ass started growing. I could feel myself falling inside. God help me, I was being swallowed by the feeling. The pain grew, and the tears started falling, rolling down my cheeks, dripping to the floor. The crowd was silent, but I could feel their attention, their focus. It burned my face and my tits. They bounced with each strike. I started to hyperventilate. Your rhythm was so steady that I didn't even realize you had stopped. I just continued to cry and moan. Then, you picked up a switch and started on my thighs. Your arm pulled back and swung repeatedly. Up one thigh, and then down the other. I could feel each stripe burning into my skin. Sweat dripped down my face, mixed with the puddle of tears on the stage in front of me. My groans became a mantra. My pussy warmed, and then boiled with the heat of the impacts. I was in another world, lost to the numb, the endorphins. Then you shoved two fingers in my pussy. That woke me up a little. I pushed back against your hand as best I could, restrained as I was, grunting in pleasure. You snickered as you pulled out and shoved those same fingers in my mouth. You love to remind me how much it turns me on, to show me how wet it makes me. Then, you turned your attention to my tits. It hurt so fucking bad, but not enough to make me tap out. We both knew that wasn't going to happen. You alternated between my breasts. Soon I fell back into my meditative moaning. And even when you knocked a clamp off my distended nipple, I barely even registered it. I tunneled in, my vision closing to a point as you rained down blows. My tits, my back, my arms. I hardly even noticed the changes of implements. The little flogger, the spiked paddle, the cane. I was in a dream, floating, far, far away from the club and the crowd, drifting, barely registering my own moans and groans, my grunts with each blow. And then I tasted leather. You'd shove something in my mouth, but I was struggling to come back to myself. I didn't recognize it. It was hard. Woven. A handle. The long-tailed whip. You raised it high and brought it down on the stage right by my head. The distant point in my vision widened, and it was like I was sucked back into my body. Suddenly, all the damage I'd sustained, I could feel it. The burning up my thighs, the ache in my breasts, the sting on my shoulders. You leaned in and whispered, "Are you ready to show them what a pain slut you are? Are you ready to come like a little whore for them? Ready to show everyone just how pathetic you are?" I couldn't form words, but I was acutely aware of you stepping behind me. Felt your cock slide up and down my dripping pussy. And then you pushed in. I grunted and mewled with each thrust. You weren't gentle. I could feel you smashing against the growing bruises on my ass. But I pushed back as best I could. Taking you. Needing you. "Ready?" you asked, fucking harder into me. And then you raised your arm and brought it down. I gasped in anticipation. But you doubled up the whip. It still hurt a lot, but less than I'd expected. You did it again and again and again and again and again and again, and I lost count. I lost my rhythm. I lost my fucking mind. And then I was coming and coming and coming and coming on your cock, on the stage, in the lights, in front of everyone. I was completely lost in the orgasm. It just went on and on and on. It stretched out in front of me forever. And then I heard cheering. They were cheering. For you. For me. For us, maybe. And then you were untying me, rubbing salve and cream across my inflamed skin, helping me off the stage. When we were behind the curtain, you held me. "I'm so proud of you," you said, stroking my hair, kissing my tear-stained cheeks. "Thank you," I whispered.